a whole lifetime to render the mind quiescent under letters and comments. It is said that the inquiry, "To whom are these thoughts? To me? Who am I?" is only needed at the early stages of self-inquiry. But is it possible that vasanas can be so strong that this routine questioning for a particular individual may have to be practiced for 30, 40 years, or maybe even a whole lifetime, to render the mind quiescent so as to advance to the next stage of self-inquiry, that is, the actual investigation into the source of the I thought? Secondly, how can self-inquiry be effectively practiced in our work environment, since office work requires a substantial portion of the mind to be used in analysis of data, dealings with customers, factory work, etc.? Devotee from India. It all depends on one's pakwa or fitness. One may advance quickly or slowly depending on the intensity of previous efforts in this or past lives. The more intense and one-pointed the effort, the sooner the results will come. Those with intense vairagya detachment progress faster. No time period for each individual can be or should be deduced. It is important for a sadhaka to dedicate some time each day solely to the practice. Even half an hour of intense spiritual practice will suffice to sustain you throughout the day. Once you connect with the inner current during meditation, you will begin to feel its continued presence during your daily activities and in the workplace. If you can perform your work with perfect detachment and one-pointedness, then the work itself will become a form of sadhana. The more you perfect this art of efficient, detached work, the easier it will be to sink deeper into meditation when not so occupied. As you go on alternating between calm, detached work and deep meditation, you will one day discover that both of them have merged into that one expanse of pure awareness, which is your natural state. This is the process. Editor.